Are we getting anywhere, sir? Well, or we're going round and round in circles? Most human beings have problems of some kind or another. Apart from technological problems, which can be solved, apparently human problems are not soluble. And I say, why?
Well, we've just answered because they're not really paying any attention to them.
No, but then paying attention becomes a problem.
I know it does, but I'm saying there's no attention, and that is why these problems are there, right?
Yes, and then you point that out, and it becomes a problem.
Yes, and then
how
the question
am
is
I
to
be attentive?
That, yes, that's the question to stop it. You see, that the difficulty is that the mind plays tricks, and in trying to deal with this, it does the very same thing again. You see that.
Of course. So let's come back. Is the mind, which is so full of knowledge, self-importance, self-contradiction, and all the rest of it, that mind, the human mind, has come to a point where it finds itself psychologically that it is it can't move.
There's nowhere to move, yes.
So what? What would I say to a person who has come to that point? I wonder if I'm moving along or we're not.
Well, I think it's beginning to focus the question. You see that. Go ahead.
I come to you. I'm full of this confusion, anxiety, and sense of despair, not only in facing what the world is, and also in myself. I come to that point. Mm-hmm. And I want to break through it. So it becomes a problem to me.
Yes, well, then we're back. It's an attempt to become again.
Yes, that's what I want to get at. So is that the root of all this, this desire to become?
Yes, well, it must be close to the root. It keeps on coming in without notice. You see, the inattention is such that you say, I'm looking at my problem, and that is, my problem is that I'm always becoming, and so I say,